And finally today, the gigantic annual South by Southwest Music Festival is going on this week. It takes place in Austin, Texas, and it attracts musicians from all over the globe. It also attracts the world's Marco Werman. Marco, tell us what the scene is like there.
Well, it's South by Southwest, as usual, Lisa, just bigger than the year before. That's the way it always is. It's a party atmosphere, and we should also remember that it's a trade show. This is a music industry festival. And right through the trade show, you get people coming from all over the world, including some guys I met from Japan from a company that's making a new social media app for smartphones. It's called Domo. Domo got here last weekend. Their team came from Tokyo. They were supposed to leave Tokyo on Friday, and they were at Narita Airport when the earthquake struck. So their flight was canceled along with many, many others. And I spoke with Aki Komada, one of the product managers for Domo, and his team had to sleep at the airport that night, right through all those immediate big aftershocks of the earthquake. Here's what he told me.
In the night, it was still shaking, so it was really hard to sleep there. And of course, we had to sleep in the floor of the Narita Airport. And also, we weren't sure at all if you can get to Austin at all.
Well, Aki Komada and his team from Domo managed to take off the next day, Lisa. They got to Austin, and they were pretty shook up when they turned on the news here and saw the details of how the whole situation had evolved from earthquake, tsunami, and onto nuclear crisis. They were pretty shocked.
And presumably, Marco, they're also thinking about what happens when they go back to Japan as they hear reports of people trying to leave the country.
Yeah, in fact, Lisa, they leave Austin for Tokyo today.
What did they tell you about that, about their feelings about going back?
Well, I asked Aki about that, and he struck me as kind of emotionless on the subject at first, but then he managed to convince me that maybe I'd feel the same way if I were Japanese. He said, you know, the Japanese people, they have to go on. That's where he's from. He felt the Japanese people are needed there to, you know, to help their country move on from all this. And he also said that he was really uplifted after he saw how much people at South by Southwest were ready to help him and his country. You know, they set up a text service here at South by Southwest that allows you to text a fixed donation to a special number. And they got a huge outpouring of support through that.
Generous people in U.S. donated us like $200,000.
Just here in Austin.
Here in Austin, it's really touching. So I'll go back to Japan with all those donations and all the care you've shown.
And Lisa, I should also tell you here that Aki told me that one of those donations was from someone who pulled out their checkbook at the convention center and wrote a check for nearly half that amount, $100,000. Boom, just like that.
And tonight, as it happens, there's actually a big event focusing on Japan at South by Southwest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Lisa. South by Southwest is 25 years old this year, and ever since I began coming here over 10 years ago, Japanese bands, many of them hard-rocking girl groups, have created their own night, kind of gotten together and just kind of roped off Japanese music night. It's always a really exciting evening because there's a chance for real discovery because we actually know so little about pop music in Japan. But tonight, everybody's expecting it to be a very emotional evening.
All right. Well, one of the groups performing tonight is called Oh Sunshine. We're going to close out the show today with the duo song called Beautiful. Marco Werman speaking to us from the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Lisa.
Marco has sent us photographs from the South by Southwest conference in Austin. You can see them at theworld.org. And while you're there, catch a video of this Japanese duo you're hearing now, especially their song, Oh Sunshine. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a beautiful weekend.